Begin the current daf, Maseches Krisis daf Dalet. Begin 6 lines down at the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues explaining the halacha of our opening Mishnah of our Perek of our Masechta, Shleish and Meshesh, 36 different krisis that are possible, which the Mishnah mentioned. One of them was Ha'echel Chelev. If someone eats the forbidden fats, there's different parts of fats of an animal. Some are Shuman, permitted fats, some are Chelev, forbidden fats. That is also something, if someone eats that, gets a punishment of Karas, and then if someone does it by mistake, it's Chayav Kar Mechatas. So turn around, learn the Braisa, elaborates on this halacha. Pasuk says in Yikra, Kol Chelev Shoyer V'Chesev V'Eiz Loisei Chelev. All the fats, the forbidden fats of an ox, of a lamb, of a goat, one shouldn't eat. Says the Braisa, L'Chayav Kol Achas V'Achas Diri Bishmo. That's to tell you that there's a liability for each one individually. If you eat it with one warning, you're going to get a separate set of lashes for the Shoyer, for the Chesev, and for the Eiz. They disagree. They say, no, in the Chayav L'Achas, no, there's only going to be one liability of lashes. Says the Gemara, shall we say that this is what they're disagreeing about? Says one gets lashes for a general categorical negative prohibition for each one individually, where this is a general categorical prohibition of eating the forbidden fats, and it mentions shar chesav eiz. So although it's a lav shabachlolis, it's saying in general, but each one's going to get its own set of lashes. Rabban Savri ain't looking at Lav Shabbos, but Rabban hold no, one doesn't get lashes for a general categorical negative prohibition. Now, one lashes you'll get, but you won't get a separate set of lashes for each one. Says the Gemara, no, Lo'ilam Savri Bishmol ain't looking at Lav Shabbos. Truth is, no. Bishmol also agrees one does not get lashes for a categorical prohibition to say each one you get his own separate set of lashes. But the Shani Hacha here by Chelev is different. The Miyastro Le Kroy, because the Pasuk is superfluous, and therefore it's coming to tell us that each one is going to get its own individual set of lashes. Because Nichtav Kro, Kol Chelev Le Se Chelev, the Pasuk should have just written that all forbidden fats one shouldn't eat. Shar V'chesav V'eiz Lamali. Why does it have to go and specify ox, lamb, and goat? Shmamana L'chalik. It's coming to tell you to differentiate and to divide and to say that each one's going to get its own separate set of lashes. But Rabbana, they would tell you that no. Eloik siv shor v'chesav v'eiz. No, it's not l'chalik, because if the Torah had not written ox, lamb, and goat, havim inafel l'chilav chayv v'mashar, I would have thought to say that also those fats by a wild animal would also be included in the prohibition of eating chaylev, which is not the case. L'achikasav shor v'chesav v'eiz. That's why it says ox, lamb, goats, which those are all behemoths. Remember to say the chaylev shor v'chesav v'eiz who the aser. Only over there are the fats forbidden. But by wild animals permitted, and therefore they don't have that as extra, as superfluous to say like Bishmol, to say lechalik, and therefore they say that no, it's a regular lav shabachlos, which only chayv one. So says Gemara Shabbi Karmeli. So they said very well in their defense to Rabbi Shmol. So how do you understand why Rabbi Shmol says that it is extra? It's not. You need it to exclude chayv. Say Elahein the time of Rabbi Shmol. Rather says Gemara, no, the reason Rabbi Shmol is because the ksavi held. Im Kain, if that's the case, like the Rabbanan are saying, Lichtev kol chelev shor l'sechilu. So pick one example of a behemoth. Let it write all the forbidden fats of an ox one shouldn't eat. Kesev eiz lamali. Why do I have to mention lamb and goat? Shmamen olachalik. Obviously, to differentiate and to divide and to say each one gets its own lashes. But Rabban Savi, the Rabban held, no. Ikas Rabbanan kol chelev shor, had the Torah only written all the forbidden fats of an ox, so I mean, I would have thought to say, as the Girs of Rashi is, Nelev Shur, not from Sinai, but Me Shabbos. I actually would have learned out a Gezeris Shava, where it says over here, by the Chelev, it says Shur, and it says by the Halachas of Shabbos, Laman Yenuch Shurcha, that your ox has to rest on Shabbos. So I would have thought to say, Magabe, and again, it's not Sinai, which is also a source that includes all animals, but here we're talking about regarding comparing it to Shabbos. Just like over there, as the Gemara explains about the comment of Nandalma Beis, that it's not only that your animal, your ox has to rest, but also your wild animals and your birds also. So I would have said Nigzer Shava, Afka Bechila. So to regarding consumption over here, regarding the forbidden fats, I would have thought to say, that to the contrary, sure, actually would tell me with Nigzer Shava, with Shabbos, that actually wild animals and birds, that their chaylev is also forbidden. To the contrary, therefore said the Rabban, that's what it has to say, not just ox, but also lamb and goats. Lememer dehani hu de aser. Say, those are the things that are forbidden, but regarding a wild animal and a bird, is actually permitted. That's what he needed to say, not just shor, but also chesav eis, to say only these that are behemoths are aser, and they're not extra. So the Gemara goes back and says, you're right, it's a Shabbos Kamali. So they said well to Rabbi Shmuel. You do need to say, it's not extra to say lechalik. Say, Elahein the time, rather says the Gemara, no. qualifying a little bit further, the reasoning of Rabbi Shmuel is because the Ksava he held Nichtav Kol Chelav Kesev Lo Yisachili. Right, you can't write Kasher. Kasher actually, the Gzeir Shav would have actually come to include all animals, including Chayav Aif. So, but rather say all the fats of the lamb shouldn't be eaten, or inami kol chelav eiz leisachelu, or all the forbidden fats of a goat shouldn't be eaten, where now there's no more gzeira shava of shur. Shur v'chesav eiz, lomeli, why does I have to say all three? Therefore, that says Rabbi Shmuel is the proof that is there to separate for each one a separate laf, separate set of lashes. But Rabban Sav, the Rabban held that no, it's not extra. Ikasav, as the Gemara is going to point out, each one is necessary. Because of Kol Chelav Kesev had only said that all the fats of the lamb Havamina Chelav Kesev us. I would have thought only over there the fats of the lamb is forbidden. V'shar ve'eish shari, and actually the fats of the ox and goat would be permitted. Now, v'chitim, if you're going to say my Yom Kesev, what's the strength with the severity factor of a lamb that you would have thought that only there the Chelav is forbidden? I would tell you Mishum Nisrab Ba'alya, because actually by Gavaya, by Hektish, the fats of the tail are included in what's being makriv, and that's something that's unique about the chelev of the lamb, ugedetan Reb Chananya, like actually we learned in the Brisa Reb Chananya, which that's a severity factor by chesem, and therefore I would have thought to say that actually only with there the chelev is forbidden. Because as he brings that, lamamana kasav emurin b'shar, why does the Torah specify that the sacrificial parts by an ox, v'emurin b'kesev, and the sacrificial parts by a lamb, v'emurin b'eiz, and the sacrificial parts by a goat, the chesiv, like it says the pasuk in Midbar, when it talks about ach b'char, when it talks about the carbon of the firstborn animal, so it mentions shar regarding the ox, and it says oy b'char kesev, oy b'char eiz, v'gayim, etc. Why does it mention all the sacrificial parts of all shar, chesev, and eiz? So on that, Reb Chananya brought in the Braisa, says, Tzrichi, no, they're all three necessary, and that's going to prove the point what we're bringing with Chesed. The Kesev Shur, had we only said the sacrificial parts of the ox, Havamina Kesev Eiz Lo Yafinim, I would have thought to say that we don't know that you have the sacrificial parts of the lamb and the goat, because the Ikla Mifach, you could refute if you're learning it from Shur, because you could say, Mala Shur Shekin Nisrabah Ben Asachim. Maybe by ox you have the sacrificial parts, because we know that it has an increase in libations that are brought in the Mizbeach, where you bring a half of a hin by a par. In contrast to all those which are less, maybe that we wouldn't know about the sacrificial parts. And if you're going to say nicht brechmana bekesev, okay, let the Torah have written only by the lamb, v'nelev shreva eiz mekesev, and you would learn out the ox and the goat from the lamb. No, ikle mifrich, you could refute that derivation, because you could say malik kesev sheken nisrabe ba'alya. What we find by a lamb is there's an increase in its tail that there those fats, those sacrificial parts, the sacrifice in the mizbech, and not by shur and eiz, and therefore I wouldn't have been able to learn from that, but that's actually the point. What we're bringing is the same thing, that we see that's a severity factor, specifically by kesev, and therefore wouldn't have known the halacha that we're discussing regarding the forbidden fats, regarding the halacha of all three, and therefore it was necessary to say by all three, and therefore the rabbans say it's not extra. But in this context, it's talking about regarding the emurim, which is also fats. There's two halachas regarding fats. Prohibition of generally consuming them, and those are the same things generally that are sacrificed on the Mizbech, which is what this Brisa is discussing. Now, continues the Brisa once we introduce it, Nechta Brachman Eis. And if you're going to say, okay, let the Torah have written the sacrificial parts of the Bechar by the goat, the Nelev Shar V'chesed B'nei, and then learn out the ox and the lamb from it, no, Ikele Mifech, you could refute that derivation, because Ma'ale Eish Shekin Nisrabe Eitz Lov Eitz Kechavim. We find the unique stringency by the goat, where there's an increase specifically in the halacha of idolatry by an individual, he brings only an Eiz, only a goat. And therefore, I would have thought to say that's only by that one, therefore you need all three to say the Emor. Now, continues the Gemara, however, and asks, okay, Minchad lo yafina, the Braisa pointed out that you wouldn't be able to learn out from any one of them the other two. But Nichtav Tarti, so let the Torah have written two of them, V'nelev Chadim et Tarti, and then learned out the third one from the other two. And you would have said, okay, what's the common denominator between those two? They're a species of animal, their fats are forbidden, and therefore the sacrificial parts by the Bechaira is sacrifice. Why do you need to say all three? Says the Gemara, no, because Haidei Nelev. Which one of the one is that you're going to learn out from the rest? Shar Mechesev Eiz, are you going to say, okay, let's learn that the ox from the two that we would have written, let's say the lamb and the goat? No, Islam Pircha, that still would have been a refutation, because Malachesev Eiz, we find maybe there they'll have a stringency of the sacrificial parts by the lamb and the goat, Shekin Nisra Be'ez La Pesach, where they are included in the Halachas of Karban Pesach, in contrast to Shur. So maybe we wouldn't have known the sacrificial parts of Shur. And if you're going to say, Lo Nichtav Kesav, okay, don't write the lamb, Venelith Mesher Ve'ez, and learn that from the ox and the goat. No, it's Lem Pircha. There's also a flaw over there, because Malashar Ve'ez, if you're going to say regarding the ox and the goat, Shekein Nisra Ve'ez Lavetz Kechavim, where they're both included in the halachas of idolatry, specifically, like we mentioned before, the goat by an individual, and the par is brought when the tzibur sins regarding idolatry. And we therefore wouldn't have known regarding that of the kesev, of the regarding the lamb. And if you're going to say, okay, lo nichtav eiz menelv mishav chesev, don't write the goat and learn it out from the ox and the lamb. No, islam pircha, there's also refutation, because malashav chesev, maybe would say it's only specifically the halacha of the sacrificial parts by the ox and the lamb, shekin yesh by tzad ribui, as the Bach has on the words eiz mizbech, that is the increase of being brought by the mizbech, where shur has an increase more than the rest by the nesachim, and the kesev, as we pointed out before, the lamb has its tail, the alya. But the goat, which has nothing more included by the Mizbeach, maybe wouldn't have been included. And therefore, it says the Gemara, Helkach Liyalfim Adadi, therefore you couldn't learn out any one from the other two. Therefore, it was necessary to write all three by the laws of the Emurim. And so too we're saying, regarding the halacha of the forbidden fats, say the Rabbanan, no, you wouldn't have known it, because you would have thought to say that it would be specifically by that one, and not by the rest. As we see that even that of the Kisva has a stringency of Nisrabi Ba'ali. I wouldn't have known Shur and Eiz from the Halach of Kisva. Says the Gemara Shapir Kamali. Okay, so we're back to the question. So that seems to be a good response of the Rabbanan to Rabbi Shmuel. And these are not extra terminologies to make it not any more Lav Shabachlalas. It is a Lav Shabachlalas. But the reason why it had to be written was because you wouldn't have known one from the other. So how does Rabbi Shmuel know that one is liable for each one individually? So the Gemara says, no, really the explanation we said Rabbi Shmuel is like we said before. Because the Imkain, if that would be the case, that it's a lav shebechlalas, and it's not come to say that each one is liable individually, so nechtav kol chayda v'lishtig, it should have just said all the fats, and it should have been silent. And we would have known that one is liable for all the forbidden fats. My Amri, but what are you going to say, as we had originally asked on that? No. Hide the custom shaykhesav eiz. The reason why you have to write them is not because it's l'chalik, like Rishmal says, but rather it's l'mishri chaylev chaya. It's to say that to permit the forbidden fats, the fats of the wild animal, therefore you have to specify the behemoth of shaykhesav eiz. That says Rabbi Shmuel, no. Haki kasam krab, but when the pasuk is writing over here regarding the prohibition of the forbidden fats of chaylev, binyan de kaddishim, it's in the context of kaddishim. Like the pasuk says over there, Yikar Zayin, ki kol echol chaylev min abahim, whoever eats these chaylev of the animal, asher yakov, that's going to be sacrificed. So since it's written in the context of kaddishim, so I already know that it doesn't apply by a chaya, by a wild animal. Because what's called v'davar lamin minyan, it's something that's learned up from the context. And we know kaddishim doesn't apply by a chaya. So therefore, you don't need to have shur and chesed to say, oh, that we're coming to permit that of chaya. Rather, it's obvious that it's coming to say a separate liability on each one individually. That's the source of Rabbi Shmuel's opinion. But then the Gemara asks, what? Mechal de Rabbanan Sabri said, is that to infer that Rabbanan who disagreed that they hold lo yafinon davar lamed, that we don't learn out something which is regarding this negative prohibition of all the fabats men yanoi from its context? What do you mean? They're saying that you need to say it because to exclude chaya, that it's permitted. What do you mean? The davar lamed min yanoi, which Rabbi Shmuel is pointing out. You already know that. What, the Rabban don't agree to that? Says Yom HaLoi, no. The kuli ami alfina davar lamed min yanoi. Everyone holds this halacha of one of the ways of expounding the Torah regarding something that's learned from its context, in general. But here, the Rabban explaining it's actually not a davar lamed min yanoi. Why? Because one of these things is the negative prohibition, and the other one, meaning this that we're learning out the chaylev by kachim, is actually referring to the punishment of karis. As the Gemara explains, this is what they're disagreeing about. Rabbi Shmuel Savar LeMeidin, Rabbi Shmuel held that one could learn out what's called this davar minyan, is something from the context, whether it's lav milav, the negative prohibition from the negative prohibition, and the girsa has it that the lav mikaris, and also a negative prohibition from the context of karis, which takes out the next words, bein milav, bein milav, the karis, and also takes the next few lines, as Rashi says, to take them out. So therefore, since you can learn out from lav from karis, so though the context of kaddishim, when it talks about the forbidden fats, is talking about the karis, you could learn it out to the lav regarding that the negative prohibition regarding this halacha of the liability of the lashes doesn't apply to that of chaya, because you already know from the context of karis, you could learn it out. But Rabbanon, yes, lav mi lav yalfinon. They hold the halacha of davar lamed minyanei, that you can learn one thing from another when it's in one parasha. Well, but that's only a negative prohibition from a negative prohibition. Like, for example, if the Gemara brings the Chundaf Kaf Tezvav Mebeis regarding the Lach of Basa B'chalav, where although the Torah only talks about Lisa Vashal Gedi B'chalei V'imoi, talks about not cooking meat and milk, but there's a pasuk that by Psulim Mekdashin, when the carbon becomes invalid, it says, Leitachalen, you shouldn't eat it. The Gemara there expounds, that's referring to Basa B'chalav, which is similar to Psulim Mekdashin. Psulim Mekdashin is like two different animals in one. It's like Chulin and Kaddishim. Here, so Basa B'chalav is like two different things together as one. So regarding the Isra of eating Basa B'chalav, we could learn that because it's a law from a law. But, Lav Mikaris, but to learn that a negative prohibition from something that's Karis, like in this context, where we're trying to learn that regarding the prohibition of eating forbidden fats, from the context of the Kaddishim, which is talking about the prohibition of Chalev in the context of Karis, that Lo Yafina, that you don't learn that, in that form. So therefore the Chacham held that if we didn't write Shur, Chesev, and Eiz, then actually we would have thought to say that Chai is included, because you cannot exclude it from the Karis of Kaddishim, which you can't learn a lot from Karis, and therefore that's why they disagree with Bishmal and say they're not extra, it's to exclude Chayim, and therefore they hold that one is only would be Chayim one if he eats all these fats with one morning. That's one interpretation. And if you want, says the Gemara, you could say the Hainu Tamed Rabbanan, the reason Rabbanan is like, we asked, what do you mean? Isn't there a Davla Minyane? Why do they disagree with Bishmal? Is because, no, they hold that it's not extra L'chalik, because they hold that you're right, Shur, Chesem, and Eiz, you need. Where could the Amalei Rav Maru Rav Zvid? You need it for a different halacha. Never, that's not extra to expound to say lechalik. What do you need it for? Because like Rav Maru said to Rav Zvid, he said elamiyata. If that's the case, he asked him al yid chulin titzer. Meaning, since as the Gemara says in Chulin Daf Kofid Zayin Med Aleph that the tail is considered chaylev, where we find regarding hektish that there's a liability of meila on the tail because it is considered a chalev that sacrificed in Mizbeach, so then that tail regarding chulin, regarding a regular unconsecrated animal, should also be considered forbidden because it's also then the chalev, because that's usually the equivalent. Whatever sacrificed in Mizbeach is by regular chulin animals is forbidden to be eaten. So why is the tail permitted? So Amalei, so he said to him, Alecha Amakra, regarding you, the pasuk said as follows, which is the pasuk that we're saying, which is what the Rabbanan needed for, and not that it's extra lechalik. Our pasuk says, Kol chaylev shor b'chesav e'ez, that all the fats of the ox, the lamb, and the goat, what are we saying all these three for? Dava hashav b'shlashtan b'inan, you need something that's equal by all these three, by the ox, by the lamb, and by the goat. That's what's called chaylev by all three of them, that's what's going to be forbidden. But v'leka, but you don't have that in the context of the aliyah, because the aliyah is only called chaylev by the kesev. Only thing that sacrificed its tail for the fats, the sacrificial parts in the Beis HaMikdash, was the lamb. So you're right, it's sacrificed, but it's not going to be forbidden as consumption of chaylev of chulin, because it's only something that's equal by shur and chesev and eiz, and it's only by chesev and it's not by shur and eiz. So says the Gemara Hilchah, therefore, according to Rabbanan, kiyasa shur b'chesev eiz, you want to know what it's coming for? Is l'mishli aliyah, the chulin of the os, is coming to permit the fats of the tail of the kesev by a chulin animal, that's what it's saying for. And because it has to be said, which is not the case by the Aliyah, and it's not extra like Rabbi Shmuel wants to say. But Rabbi Shmuel Malachi would tell you, no, Im Kain, if that would be the case, if all it's coming to permit is the Aliyah, not to say them to be lechalik, then the Torah could have written that all the fats of Shur v'chesev, of an ox and a lamb, and from there we would have excluded already Aliyah, because it has to be something that's equal by both, and it's not equal by both, it's only by chesev and not by Shur. Eiz lamalei, why does I have to mention the goat? Shmama na lechalik, says Yerushalmi, that is still extra to say that each one gets its own separate liability, even if you eat them all with one warning. Now, however, Amar B'chanina, he says, although we mentioned Rabbi Shmuel's opinion that there's going to be a liability for each one individually, that's only regarding lashes. But Ma'id Rabbi Shmuel in your carbon, he agrees regarding a carbon when someone does it by mistake. She'im maybe elachatas achas. There's only going to be one karmachatas. My time. What's the reason? Because the leidami hadin lav lulav darais. Because this negative prohibition is not similar to the negative prohibition as we find by illicit relationships. And the reason why we're picking arayis is because it's the same idea where there's many different prohibitions in arayis. And is by arayis, each one has its own negative prohibition written individually. Here, where it's written all together, what we call lav shebechlolis, although that it's going to be a separate set of lashes, but regarding karbonis, there it's going to be only one chiv of carbon, even according to Rabbi Shmuel. Now, relating back to this discussion, the Gemara brings Tanrabban, we learn the Braisa. The Pasuk says, in Vayikra, it says, speak to the Jewish people, that it says a soul that will sin by mistake from all the mitzvahs of Hashem, that which should not be done, and va'asa, and he's going to do mi'achas mehena from one from these, then he's going to be chayav v'kar mechatzis. Says the Braisa, when it's saying va'asa ma'achas mehena, he's going to do from one from these, it sounds like va'asa achas, if he does one, or va'asena, if he does many. What is this coming to say? Is it one or is it many? You can be chayav one chatos, many chatos. Says the Braisa, it's l'chayav al kol achas v'achas. When it says mi'achas mehena, from one from these, sounds like from one which is these, meaning that to say that you could be liable many chatos for one sin. That you be chayav for each one individually, which is coming to teach the following halacha. Shemochel chaylev v'chaylev, that if someone eats fats and fats, meaning he eats two olive-sized pieces of forbidden fats. Now, if it's shem echad, if it's one type of chaylev, meaning either he's eating the chaylev of the kidneys or he's eating the chaylev of the intestines, but it's one name, it's one type of chaylev. B'shnei halama is, but it's in two laps of awarenesses, chayev shtai. Pasuk is telling us you'll be liable for two, even though it's achas, but it's still going to be hena. So too, shtei shemes, if he eats two different types of fats, meaning he eats an olive size of the fats that are on the kidneys and an olive size that's on the intestines, which are two different types of fats. Behal machas, even if it's in one lapse of awareness, chayiv shtayim, he'll be liable for two karbonos chatas. However, on this, Amalei Rami Bar Chama L'Rav Chizki asks, Bishlem Hashem Echad B'Shtei Helamos chayiv shtayim. I understand when it's one type of fats, but it's in two lapse of awarenesses, where he didn't realize, then he noticed that he did a mistake, and then he does it again. I understand that they will be chayiv two karbon chatas. B'Shem Da'alamis Mechalkin, because it's the lapses of awarenesses that differentiate, because once he found out in between, that is already considered two different errors, and it's the karma chatas is contingent on the awareness. Like the pasuk says, "Mikudal oyhoydelov." Once you're aware, then you're chayiv. So there's two different laps of awarenesses. I understand that would make two different karbanas chatas. Elishnei shem is behelam achas, but the other case regarding two different types of fats and one lapse of awareness, am I chayiv shtayim? Why is there two liabilities? Habayin halamis muchulakin. You need to have different lapses of awareness, because in this case, although it's two shemes, but there is one negative prohibition that encompasses all types of chaylev, and v'lekin, you don't have that over here. It's one lapse of awareness. Why is there going to be two liabilities? So Amalei says to him, "Hach my skin, you know what we're talking about over here, that we're talking about when it's two shemes and one helam, and one lapse of awareness, that Michaev two karban schatas, is a specific case, kagain the ochel chaylev denaisis, where he eats the chaylev of a carbon that was left over its designated time, where there's two errors over here from two different chiyuv v'krisis. The mechayiv mishum naisa, because the liability of it's a leftover carbon, which is forbidden to eat, or mishum chaylev. And then there's the classic halach of chaylev that's forbidden to eat. And therefore, there's two chiyuv of chatas. Of Adam Alei, and that he said back to him, "Im kein, if that's the case that you're describing, nechayiv nam mishum kaidish, then actually there should be three liabilities of partaking of kachim, which is asham me'ilis, since it's not a permitted kachim to partake of. There should be an ashram of misappropriation of hektish. So why is it only those two?" So Elam Rav Sheshes, rather Rav Sheshes says, "Kagoyin da'ochel chaylev the hektish." No, the case that the Bryce is discussing is where someone eats the chaylev of hektish. And the truth, what we're discussing over here of two kaban schatas, is specifically for the chaylev that's being eaten. And that's why we don't count asham me'ilis, because we're not discussing other peripheral isurim. We're only discussing this of the one shame of chaylev. And Rabbi Huda, he would go like Rabbi Huda, who holds that chaylev muktashin have two liabilities of chaylev. And those are the two different shemes that we're discussing, because of chaylev muktashin, there's two different pesukim. The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa. That's why we're calling it shtei shemes, although it's really one thing, one chaylev. It has two shemes because it's for two different pesukim, as the Braisa teaches. The Tanakhama says, ochel chaylev nevelev. Someone eats the fats of a dead carcass, dead animal, so he's liable for two, because it's chaylev, and also because it's nevela. And so to ochel chaylev mukdashim, someone eats the chaylev of a carbon, chayiv shtayim, he's liable for two, one because it's chaylev, and one because he's a zar, he's a non-kohen who's not permitted to partake of kach. Yehuda, I mean, he says, chaylev mukdashim like a shalish, when someone eats the chaylev of a carbon, he's liable for three sets of lashes. Two for the chaylev itself, as the Gemara is going to explain later on, and that's what we're saying, that according to Rabbi Yehuda, we're explaining to the Braisa that there's two liabilities, which are these two shemes of chaylev. It's the chaylev of hektish, which has two different psukim, and therefore, even though it's in one lapse of awareness, one will be liable for two isurim. And the third one is because of a zar, being a non-kohen, which that's a different issue, which the previous Braisa wasn't discussing. And here, Rabbi Yehuda is mentioning the three liabilities. However, Mechaicha lo b'merava. This interpretation with the Brisa we just said, in the West, in Eretz Yisrael, they scoffed at this. They laughed. And they said, why? Why do you have to say it's like a Behudim? Benukma, why don't you explain the previous Brisa that spoke about two shemais that's going to be liable in two laps of awareness? Why don't you just say it's talking about two different animals, two different species? Say it's the fats of the ox or the lamb or the goat. Rabbi Shmuel, it's going like Rabbi Shmuel we mentioned before, the Amar like Kishalish, that he said that you're liable three sets of lashes for each one individually. Why didn't you say it's going like him? What if to say it's Rabbi Huda and just say it's like Rabbi Shmuel who we mentioned before? It says, Gatin Timid Beis, as the gears of the Shittim Megabetz, it says, Ella, Amai Loi Ukma Rabbi Shmuel. Why didn't you explain like Rabbi Shmuel? Oh, because the Amar Rabbi Chanin, like we quoted Rabbi Chanin before, that he says, no. Although Rabbi Shmuel says that for, you're right, if you're going to eat these types of fats together for one warning, you'll be liable to separate lashes on each one, but that's only for lashes. But Maidah Rabbi Shmuel in the carbon, he agreed regarding carbon, which is what the Brice is discussing, Shenachayev Elachatas Achas, that then there's only going to be liable for one carbon chatas. And therefore we can't explain the Brice like him because the Brice is discussing the carbon, like it says that pasuk is by the carbon chatas, V'asama Achas Mehena. So that's why you didn't say it like Rabbi Shmuel. So that's why they laughed at this interpretation. Hashta namik Rabbi Huda limitukma. So you can't explain like Rabbi Huda either, because the Hama Amar Reb and the Gir says Amar Reb Lazer Ma'ida Rabbi Huda in carbon. He agreed regarding the halach of the carbon. Shei maybe elachatas achas. They only bring one carbon chatas. This that he's saying for the chel of Mekdash, you're liable for two for the chel of itself. That was regarding lashes. But regarding carbon, he agrees. It's only been one carbon. So how can he say it's going like Rabbi Huda? So Elo, rather, Amar Reb Shlakish Meshum Bar Tertini, he gives a different interpretation of the Braisa. He says, what are we talking about over here in the Braisa that's talking about two Shemus and one lapse of awareness that will be liable for two Karbanas? Is Kagain Sha'achlan B'Shnei Tamchulin. It's talking about where it was eaten at two different plates, meaning it's two different dishes, and therefore it's considered two Shemus, even though it's the same Isser, where one was cooked and one was roasted. And Valib Rabbi Yeshua, it's going like Rabbi Yeshua is mentioned later on, Taf Tazvav Mebez and Perak Amrulai, that the Amar Tamchuyin Mechalkim. He says that the different types of dishes that you make out of it, that separates, it's considered like a different Isser, even though it's the same Isser, that's what we're calling two Shemas, although they're both the same Isser of the Chalav, and therefore one's going to get two different Karbonas for it. And then, but that's the interpretation of the Brice. Now, Gufo, the Gemara goes back to what we mentioned before, that when we introduced, we said we once say it's like a Behuda, we introduced that Brisa, and there's a Machlaikis, so the Gemara now expounds that Brisa. Ochel Chelav Nevelav. Someone eats the forbidden fats of a dead animal, so Leikishtaim, he's liable for two. So too, says the Tanakama, Chelav Mekdashon Leikishtaim, the Chelav of a carbon is liable for two. Behuda, he says, Chelav Mekdashon Leikishalash. No, the Chelav of carbon of a Hekdash is liable for three. Two for the chelav itself, like we wanted to say the interpretation of the brisa, but we said we can't because that's only for the lashes, but that's not for regarding carbon. There he agrees, and the third one is for being a zar. Now, Amalei Rav Shizvi LeRav, he asks, he says Bishlam Rabbi Huda, and the Gir says Hainu Taima. We understand the reason why he says you're liable for three because the chesiv, as the Gir says, Beis Kroy, because there's actually two different pesukim, which one is in by Kaddishim, where it says the pasuk is we're going to quote Chukas Olam, and the second one is that applies both by Chul and by Kaddishim. So therefore, by Chelav HaMukdashim, there's two Lavin just for Chelav itself. And the third one we're saying is because of being a Zar. Now, actually, the second pasuk that's talking about not just Chelav of Kaddishim, but it's also Chelav of Chul, and there also, that's included in that second pasuk, that Rebbe Hud learns out, as the Gemara teaches in Pesachim Daf Mem Gimel Beis, where the pasuk says Ki Kol Oichel Chelav in a behema, so I would only know, as the context is talking about, the chelav of unblemished animal that's fit to be sacrificed. The chelav of a baal mum, how do I know? Because it says kol. And the chelav of a chulna animal, how do I know? Because it says ki kol. But one thing is that we have these two psukim. We have the pasuk, the first pasuk that we're quoting over here, that says in Vayikra, it says chukas olam, an everlasting statute, it says for your generations and all your settlements, that it says kol chelav v'chol dam l'chse chelav, all forbidden fats should not be eaten. Now, so too, there's a pasuk later on that says, "Kol chelav shor v'chesav eiz lo yisachelu." All the fats of the ox, of the lamb, the goat should not be eaten. Those are two pesukim regarding chelav. And then there's a third pasuk, "B'chol zar lo yechel kaidish," or as the Maser Sashas brings down, as the other Rishonim want to say, it's actually "B'chol zar lo yechel ki kaidish," a different pasuk. But one thing is, the pasuk regarding the prohibition of a non-kain partaking of kaddishim, which includes the chelav. So hatlas alavin. So there's three negative prohibitions. We understand this opinion why there would be three separate sets of lashes. El Rabban, my time, according to Rabban, that say there's only two. What's the understanding of their opinion? Says the Gemara, because Rabbanan held, lav the chukas olam bekadoshim. Yeah, the first pasuk of chukas olam is talking about bekadoshim because the context over there in Vayikra, which is talking about all the karbanas, is talking about bekadoshim. But the lav the chelev shar b'chulam, but the second pasuk brought is actually talking about by chulun animal, unconsecrated animal, and not by kadoshim. So you only have one for the chelev kadoshim, and then the second pasuk of zaris. That's what they hold. There's only two and not three sets of lashes. And betzvichi, and we had to say a pasuk special by kadoshim and by chulun to say that there's is of chelev. Why betzvichi? Because the ikas of bechaman the kadoshim had the Torah only written by kadoshim havemina. I would have said kadoshim and the chamiri by kadoshim, which is more severe. The aser chelbi, that's where its fats are forbidden. Of a chulun, but regarding chulun animals, which are generally more lax in their halachas, then actually I would have said that regarding, as the Girsa adds on the words, the aser chelbi emaloi, that regarding its the prohibition of fats, I would have said that it's not forbidden. That's where I have to write the second pasuk by chulun to say that no, even the chelav of chulun is forbidden. And so too in the reverse. Because of Kol Chelev Shar had only written the other pasuk, the second pasuk of all the fats of the ox, Havimina Chelev Dechum Hadas. I would have thought that the only Chelev of unconsecrated animal is forbidden. Why? We have no exception of the prohibition of Chelev being permitted by a chulun animal. So therefore I would say that's where it's forbidden. But regarding the fats of a carbon, which actually does have an exception to its prohibition, because we find that the alya is called Chelev by the kevis, only by the lamb carbon, but it's permitted by the ox and the goat. So how many I would have thought to say, as the Gir says, from the fact that there's an exception to the rule, ishtari namechelben, that actually maybe the fats of a kachem are actually permitted. Therefore, it was necessary to say that no, the regular chelb of kachem is also forbidden to be eaten. And therefore, but this one is by kachem, and one is by chulun, and therefore you only have one pasuk by kachem. But Rabbi Huda holds that no, kikas of chelb shar, the second pasuk that Rabbanan are saying that applies to chulun, binyan de kadoshim ksiv. That's written in the context of kadoshim, as we said before, where it's really written by kadoshim, and just from ki kol is where we include chulun too. But really, it's written by kadoshim, and therefore you do have two by the chelav of kadoshim plus the third one of zaras. But then the Gemara asks, and you're right, ela machlad Rabbanan savri. So then, are you inferring that Rabbanan hold the lo yifin and dav alam binyan, that you don't learn out something from the context? You're right. The context there is by kadoshim. How are they saying it is not? You don't have that pasuk by kadoshim. Says the Gemara, Allah, no. The kulam yafin dav alam minyan, everyone agrees that you learn something from its context. But this is what they're disagreeing about, similar to what we had in the previous Gemara's discussion. Rabbi Yehuda savala made, Rabbi Yehuda holds that you learn a dav alam minyan, whether it's lav mi lav, that if you have a negative prohibition from a negative prohibition, like in general, which Rashi here brings, which is discussed by the Mefarshim, by Evim and Achai, which they struggle to say where that is, but that's where you learn it out. And so too, v'lav mi karas. So too you learn out a negative prohibition from a context of karas, like over here. Just like over here, the karas is by kadoshim, so too the lav will say applies by kadoshim. And that's the context, to say it for the lav. Which, even though the context of it is by karas, you could say that the negative prohibition is also teaching you regarding kadoshim that the chelv is forbidden. But therefore he has that second pasuk for kadoshim too. But Rabban Savri, no, lav me lav yalfina. No, a negative prohibition from a negative prohibition like we say elsewhere, that you learn out. But lav mikaris leyafinan, but you can't learn out a negative prohibition from karis, and therefore the context over there by kadoshim, which is by karis, cannot teach us regarding the pasuk over here regarding the prohibition of the fats. And therefore, if we already have a pasuk by kadoshim, the second pasuk, although it's in the context of kadoshim, you can't learn out from there, is teaching us regarding chulin, and therefore they only have one pasuk and they don't have two. Now the Girsa takes out the parentheses and continues with keeps the parentheses and doesn't have omits that text and continues Tanya, or like Rashi has a ton Rabban. Continuing these halachas, says in the pasuk, "Kol chelav v'chol dam leisichelu." All forbidden fats and blood should not be eaten. Which the way the Shittu Mekabetzah brings the gear says, Rabbi Huda Imer, he says, "Makash dam lechelav." We find the pasuk is equating the prohibition of consuming blood to that of the forbidden fats. To teach you, machelav lekishtaim, just like the forbidden fats, there's two sets of lashes. Afdam lekishtaim, also the blood has two sets of lashes, and therefore takes out the text of Rabbi Huda. The sages say, no, no, regarding the blood, there's only one prescription regarding eating the blood. Now, the Gemara asks, why does the Torah have to write blood next to chelev? It could have written by itself, and I would have known, like Rabbi Huda is saying, that there's two different sets of lashes. Because a maishna chaylev, what's the difference regarding chaylev, which we just mentioned before in the previous sugya, where we know there's two sets of lashes without comparing it to anything else, because the chasa beitrei kray, because there's two psukim like we just mentioned. It says, kol chaylev v'chol dam leisechaylev, all blood and all fat should not be eaten. And there's the second pasuk, which we said, kol chaylev shor v'chesev, which Rabbi Huda says, that also refers to kaddishim. And we know that there's these psukim regarding the prohibition of chaylev. So, dam nami b'lavekeshin nilkishtayim. What it means? So blood also without a hekesh. I would also know that there's going to be two sets of lashes. Because the chesed beitrei lavin. Because there's two different psukim, even if it was written by itself, which tells us that there's two different negative prohibitions. You have kol chaylev v'chol dam leisechaylu. It says that positive we mentioned before, all fats and all blood should not be eaten. But even without comparing it to chaylev, it says the negative prohibition. And there's another pasuk, v'chol dam leisechaylu v'chol mesh v'seichem lo'evu l'beheima. So why do we need to write it next to chaylev to say that it's two sets of lashes if I know it on its own? So le'ema rather says the Gemara, you're right. The comparison is to tell us, machilav loike shalish. Just like the forbidden fast, there's three sets of lashes, avdam loike gimel, so too by blood, there's three sets of lashes. So the Gemara continues to ask, what's the difference by the forbidden fast that there's three sets of lashes? That, like we mentioned before regarding kaddishim, that there's two sets of lashes because of chaylev, and then there's the third one of the negative prohibition of being a foreigner regarding the halacha of misappropriation from hekdesh. So hotlasa, you have three. Well, dam nami, then if that's the case, blood also, as the Messiah Sashas brings the text, nilki gimel should also have three sets of lashes on its own. Because the ispeh halin train lav, and you have these two negative prohibitions that we mentioned by dam, and v'lav dezaris, the negative prohibition of being a foreigner applies to the blood too. So why do you need to compare it and learn it out from chaylev? So the Gemara itzrich was necessary. Why? So that you would have thought to say hayl ve'ismayid dam, and although our gersa says mituma, but the Shita Megabetzes brings that the gersa is that the Maseiros Tashas brings that the Rashi's gersa is mimeila, since blood is excluded from the halachas of Me'ila, which this is brought in Masechet Chulin of Kofi Zayin Mebeis, that blood actually does not have the problem about misappropriation. So therefore, I would have thought to say that just like it's excluded, the halacha of Zaris from a carbon of Me'ila, so l'smayt mizaris, so therefore it should be excluded from the lashes of being a foreigner, of partaking of the blood. I mean, we know there's a liability for blood, but the blood of Kaddishim, which a Zar is not allowed to partake of Kaddishim, just like we say the blood is excluded from the halacha of the halacha of being a Zar regarding the context of Me'ila, so I would say also that he's not Chayav a Karban Me'ila, that he should also be exempt from taking from Hekdesh regarding the liability of lashes as a Zar. That's what we need the Hekdesh for, to say that no, regarding the Zar of the lashes, that he's not excluded, that there's going to be a third set of lashes, that we only know from comparing it to Chayav. So then the Gemara continues, says, well, Ve'el Rabbanon, so according to Rabbanon, since we're explaining that according to Behuda, the reason why we need the Hekesh is not because of the Isra of Dam itself, we need it because of the Isra of Zaris, to say that's the prohibition of a foreigner partaking of Kachim, including the blood, he's going to get a set of lashes. So the Rabbanon disagree with Behuda, and they hold that no, there's only one Azhara, obviously that they're also coming to say that there's not a problem of Zaris, of lashes, of a foreigner partaking the blood of Kaddishim. So then the Gemara asks, so according to them, Hekesh Lemayasa. So what is the Hekesh then comparing Dam to Chaylev coming to teach us? It's not coming to teach us regarding the Isra of the Dam, because that we know by itself. And it's not coming to teach us regarding Zarek, because they disagree with that point. So the Gemara, and by the way, they need it as we learned in the following Braisa. Pasuk says, Kol Chaylev v'chol Dam leisechaylu. All forbidden fats and all blood should not be eaten. Says this Braisa, this is the halacha that the Hekesh is coming to teach us. Ma Chaylev meyuchad, just like forbidden fats, is distinct. Shechel becholik mebisari, where its fats is different than its flesh, because as we brought the pasuk before, they talk about the isra of chaylev. It's only mentioned by an ox, a lamb, and a goat, where the chaylev of those animals are forbidden, but their flesh is permitted. Those are kosher animals, and halacha is ve'imitzar from zem zeh. So therefore, they obviously don't combine one with the other for the prohibition, because we don't find anywhere else that a permitted item like the flesh will combine to a forbidden item like over here with the Isra of Chaylev, which only that is forbidden, besides the Isra of Nazir, where then we find that Heter is Mitzarf Le'Isr. So obviously the flesh does not combine with the Chaylev to be forbidden. So that's what we learn out in the Hekesh Aftam, also regarding the blood. Shadamai Chalak Mebisari, where the blood is different than the flesh, meaning, even though the Isra of blood applies by a non-kosher animal, And it would be appropriate, we would think, to combine the Isra of the blood with the flesh, to be liable of combined kezayis from the two of them because they're both not kosher. So as the Girsa of the Shittim Gobeses adds on, that's what we're coming to say, that no, aim and start from Zemzeh, that they don't combine one with the other. And that's where we learn that blood from Chalev. Just like by Chalev, obviously we're saying that we're differentiating that they can't combine because they're totally different. The flesh is permitted and the blood is, and the blood is and the Chalev is forbidden. And we know that an Isra and a Heter don't combine. So too by the blood of a non-kosher animal, although there that the blood and the flesh are both forbidden, but since they're different, because on the blood is an Isra of Karis, because of Dam, whereas the flesh is only Isra of Alav, that's what we're saying, that they don't combine even for the halacha of becoming Tameh. And that's what the Pasuk is coming to teach us, that they don't combine, and that we only would know from the comparison to Chalef. But, says the Braisa, Oiti Dam Shratzim, but I'll exclude the blood of Shratzim, which are the vermin, the creepy crawly creatures, the eight of them I mentioned in the Torah, that have halachas of Tama, I'll exclude that from this Hekish, because there actually, where the blood is not different than the flesh. Because there, the prohibition on the blood is not because of blood, it's actually because it's part of a sheretz, as the Gemara says later on the Chafal from Abayz, that shratzim are different regarding the laws of dam, because they don't have a severe level of tumma. So therefore, actually, I'll tell you that mitztarfin, that there actually the flesh and the blood do combine one with the other, because they are one shame, one designation, and therefore the blood of a sheretz and its flesh do combine. Because there, as we said, the prohibition of blood is not because of blood, as the Gemara says later on the Perek Dam Shechita, because there the halacha of the prohibition of blood is only by Behemah Chaya Oif, but that's not the case by Shratzim, and therefore actually there it does combine. But that's one thing that we're saying, that they need the Hekish to teach, not like Rabbi Yehuda says, but rather to teach this halacha, that to say, but when Dam is like Chalev, in the context that its blood is different than its flesh, that then it doesn't combine, just like by Chalev, the Chalev doesn't combine with the flesh in the prohibition. However, the Gemara asks, but v'ham hacha nafka, is that really so, that this is where they know this from? But mahasim nafka, they know it from a pasuk in Mayikra. It says, v'zeh lochem ha-tamei, that this is what's tamei for you, which it's the blood of the sheretz is learning out from v'zeh. Because if one would think it's coming to learn out regarding the sheretz itself, it already says, el ha-tameim lochem, these are tamei for you. So therefore, rather, says the Braisa, it's limud al dam ha-sheretz v'ha-sheretz sh'mitzar v'zeh m'zeh. This pasuk is coming to teach regarding the blood of the sheretz, and it's comparing it to the sheretz itself, and therefore they're the same thing, and therefore they combine. So this is where you know it from. And you don't need to learn it from this hekesh techelim. So back to the question, what do they need the hekesh techelim for? Says the Gemara, no, ilav hekesh, if we didn't have the hekesh techelim, sogat ha-techemin, you would have thought to say, hanamili le-tumma. When do we say that they combine? That's for the requisite measurement of transmitting tumah when it's the size of a lentil of an adasha. Avola chila, regarding consumption, which generally that measurement is the size of a kezayis of an olive, emaloi, I would say that they don't combine. Ashmin hekesha, therefore we learn that the hekesh, which is lachila, regarding that pasuk from the prohibition of consumption. Yeah, regarding the prohibition of tumah, that we know that they combine from zelachem hatame. But regarding consumption, that we need the hekesh for, and that's what we learn it from. Now, continuing the theme that we mentioned before, Amar Avinei says, Hilkach, therefore, as we mentioned, this idea that when the blood is not different than the flesh, then we do combine them, like we said regarding the Shratzim. So therefore, Dam Nachash HaBasari, so therefore the blood of a snake and its flesh, even though a snake is not something that's one of the eight Shratzim that contaminates with Tumah, Mitztarfen, there the blood combines with the flesh for the Kezayis of the prohibition of eating, where a snake is not a kosher animal, where there the blood is not a separate prohibition beyond its flesh, so they're the same thing, and therefore they're going to combine. Says Gemara, my kamash balan. What exactly is he coming to teach us, Ravina? Hainu hekesha. This is the hekesh that we said, that when it's only something that the dam is chalak mebisara, like chalav, then it's not going to combine. But when it's the same thing, which nachash would be the same as the shratzim, therefore it is going to combine. Says Gemara, no sogadet, I mean, you would have thought to say, no, it's only by sheretz, like the Braisa mentions. The Isra'bi L'tumma, where there, it's already included, as we mentioned from the different pasuk from Mezeh Lechem Atamei, that it comes to tell you that the blood of the sheretz and its flesh, they combine for the laws of tumma, for the share of Adasha. So therefore, Isra'bi L'chil, therefore the Hekesh is going to say that it's also going to be combining for the Isser of consumption. But Nachish Lo Isra'bi L'tumma, but regarding the snake, where it's not included for tumma, because actually there's no tumma on the whole snake itself, it's not one of the Shemayin Shratzim. So therefore I would have said, Lo Yisra'a B'lechila, that therefore it's not included for the being combined for the Issa of Achila. Kamashmon, that's what Rabin is coming to say, that no, that's the Hekesha. Kol mili de'in domi chalak me'besar mashma. Anything that the blood is not different than the flesh, even if it doesn't have something of tumma, then they do combine for the iser of consumption, and therefore they're going to combine for the share of a kezayis. Now, continuing on this theme that we mentioned, which we brought in because we were discussing the chelev, which in the pasuk it talks about chelev and dam, so Amar Rav continues on this theme and he says, Sholish krisis amuris bedam. Regarding this, that it mentions three different psukim that talk about the punishment of karis if one eats blood, which you have two in Parshas Achri Mois and one in Parshas Tzav, Lamai, why does it have to say three times in the Torah? So he says, Achas Adam Chulun, one is for eating the blood of a chulun animal. Achas Adam Kachem, one is for the blood of a Kachem animal. Achas Adam Atam says that one is coming to include even the leftover bloods, not that blood which spurts out right away, which generally those are the only bloods that are viable for Kachem to spray on the Mizbeach, that even that is going to be have a punishment of karis if one eats it. So says the Gemara, Hanich Rebbe Yehuda, but that's only good according to Rebbe Yehuda. The time that Golinda Bryce says, extra machlik is regarding Dam Hatamsis, the leftover bloods that just spill out. The Tanakhama says it's Bashar, it's only a negative prohibition. Behuda, I mean, he says, Bakaris, no, it's even a punishment of Karis. So according to Behuda, we understand that we find the source, that's the third source of a Karis. But Al Rabban and Hahila Mayasa, what does the third source come to say? Not Dam Hatamsis, because they hold actually Dam Hatamsis is not of a punishment of Karis. And moreover, says the Gemara, fill it up Yehuda. But even according to Yehuda, he doesn't learn out the Dama Tamsis that it has Karis from one of these three references of Karis, because Karis Nafkalei Min Kal Adam. He learns out Karis from the Pasuk Kol Dam, which is from a different source. The Tana, like we learn the Brisa. Yehuda, I mean, he says Dam. The Pasuk should have written blood. Ma Tam Olema Kol Dam. What does it mean in Parashat Achri Mois when it says every man from the Jewish people or from the convert that's amongst you, the Asher Yechel Kol Dam, that will eat all blood, and then when the Sati Panis, I'm going to put my face in him, I'm going to punish him. Why is it Kol Dam? So he says, because ainly, I would only know that there's a punishment of Karis, El Adam Kadshim, only the blood of Kadshim, Shanefesh Yetzibay, and specifically the lifeblood that comes out right away when it's slaughtered, Shuhu Mechaper, which that's the blood which is fit to create atonement for by spraying it on the Mizbeach, because that pasuk is referring to atonement. Like it says, Vani Nesatim Lechem Al Mizbeach Lechaper, I have given you this blood to have atonement for you on the altar. That's the blood that's fit for atonement, which is the blood that comes out right away. That maybe is the blood that one, if one eats it, would be chayav karis. But dam chulam adam atamsis, but the blood of unconsecrated animal, or the leftover bloods of even a kachem animal, which is not fit for atonement, as the Gemara says at the end of Tamid Nishchad Pesachim Daf Samachim and Aleph, minayin, how would I know that that would also have a chayav of karis? Tam olim or kol dam. So you learn that from kol dam. So how are you saying even according to Behuda that that's the third source for dam atamsis? So Ella rather says the Gemara, he was saying his halacha like the pin of other Rabbanim, who, yeah, they don't learn out chulin from the extra pasuk of kol. They disagree with Rabbi Yehuda. And even though that you're right, they don't hold out the zechiv of karis by the Dama Tamsis, still, Ema, you say as follows. Achas adam chulin. One is, again, not like Rabbi Yehuda, because he learns it all out, even chulin from kol. No, they don't learn out from there. They learn out from these three psukim that we were bringing over here in our Gemara. That one is for the blood of an unconsecrated animal. V'achal adam kachem, one is for the blood of a kachem animal. V'achal adam kisui, and the third one is referring to blood that was already covered. Where there's aloch of kis adam by a wild animal or a bird, which was covered, but then it was uncovered. You would have thought to say that it would be nullified because it already was buried in the ground, and maybe if someone now subsequently eats it, it's like eating dust, and he shouldn't be liable for eating blood. That's the chiddush, and the pasuk say that no, there's going to be chiv karis even for blood that was already covered. Continues on the theme of Amar Rava, so he just spoke about the three sources of karis. Now he says chemisha lavin amurin badam lamo. Why is it saying the Torah five negative prohibitions regarding the consumption of blood, which, as Rash explains, is referring to the five times that there's not an exposition that's learnt out from it. Which one is in Vayikra Chukas Olam, one is in Tzavas Aharon, where it says Kol Dam Lo Yisechelu B'Chol Mesher Yisechem, another one is Achri Mois Dam Kabasa Lo Yisechelu, one is Parshas Re'ei Lo Techel Aretz Tishpachen Kamayim, another one which is added on the Maseret Tashas is Lo Techelenu, and also in Parshas Re'ei Lo Techelenu La'Aretz Tishpachen Kamayim. So that's five different pesukim, because in contrast, that which is, let's say, written before that over there, it says Lo Techel HaNefesh HaMabaser, that's not talking about blood, that's talking about Ivim Menachai. And this says, after that says, L'techlenu, the Gemara explains in Masechta Sechlun of Koftez Vav Mebeis, that's actually a prohibition for Basa B'chalav. And this that says in Parshas Re'ei, Rakas Dama Lo'techlu, the Gemara explains in B'chayr, that's actually referring to the Chelev of Psula Mekdashim. And this is, says Nachri Mois Kol Nefesh became like Teichel Dam. So in the Bryce and Teres Kem, they say that's coming to tell you to warn that the adults should warn the minors from partaking of it. So, but there's only these five sukkim that there's no drasha from it. Why do you need five times the Torah to say negative prohibition of consuming blood? So that says Rava Achas Dam Chulin. One's coming to say that the prohibition of partaking of blood of a chulin animal. Achas Dam Kachim. One's for the blood of Kachim. Achas Dam Kisa. One's coming to say the blood that was already covered, which those besides the lav also have karas. But then the other two is Vachas Dam Ivarm, one's for the blood that's in the limbs, Vachas Dam Atamsis, and one is for the leftover bloods. That all these have a negative prohibition. A similar type of discussion in a different context, we were just talking about blood, but Amr Bila, he says, regarding the laws of Meiser Sheni, says, Achol Meiser Dugin B'Tirish V'Yitzer. If someone eats out of Yerushalayim the tithe of grain, of the wine, of oil, so if he eats it out of Yerushalayim, which the halacha says is supposed to be eaten in Yerushalayim, so like Yerushalayim, he's going to get three sets of lashes because of Leisuch Alecha B'Sherecha. They're not allowed to eat it in your gates. You have to eat it in Yerushalayim. Ask the Gemara, Va'ein Loikin Lavsha B'Chlalas, but you don't get, and this is how we started off the Dav, but you don't get lashes on the categorical prohibition where here it's all three together. So the Gemara, no Shani Hacha, here it's different as we had said for Rabbi Shmuel in our context, Dimiyatri Kroi, because the Pasuk is extra. Mechti, let's see. Because of Rahman, the Torah says in Devarim, V'chatlof ne'ashem lekecha, that you should eat in front of Hashem your God, ma'isa digan chatiresh v'yitzirecha, the tithing of your grain, your oil, your wine. Now, b'fnim, and that tells us, yeah, in front of Hashem, in Yerushalayim, yeah, b'chutz lai, out of Yerushalayim, not. So lomali, the cause of Rahman, the wise Torah says in Devarim, le'suchel lecha b'sharecha, you can't eat in your own town, ma'isa digan chatiresh v'yitzirecha. Obviously, it's lechalik, to differentiate, to say each one has its own liability. Again, in our context, we had the machlekes Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, but here, this is what he's saying. Rabbi is saying in the context of Meiser Sheni that it's extra to tell you that each one is going to have a separate liability. Says Gemara, no. Imahu, had we only had the first pasuk, havamina hanamili baasei, I would have thought to say that that's only a violation of a positive commandment, because what's called a lavabah machlal asei, a negative prohibition that's derived from a positive commandment, saying eat in Yerushalayim, which yeah, the derivation is can't eat out. But that is only the force of a positive commandment. Abalavi malai, but regarding it being a negative prohibition, I would have thought that it doesn't, and therefore it wouldn't have separate negative, that there wouldn't have the force of a negative prohibition. Amutalahachi, therefore, we needed the second pasuk as the Gemara continues in Tzav Ha'am and Aleph. Kasa Rechman the Loisucha says, no, you cannot. That's only Lukmi Malav to give it a force of a negative prohibition. But Vadayin Lav Shabachlal, so it's still a categorical prohibition, and therefore maybe I would say that you don't get a separate set of lashes for each one, and only one for all of them if it was worn at one time. Says the Gemara, says Rabbi Lino Imkin, if that would be the case, Neimakar Leisucha La Achlam Bisharecha. It should say that you can't eat them in your towns, because it already says what it's referring to, Oile Seichem, Zevchechem, Masrei Seichem. Why does it have to say and specify the tithing of your grain, of your wine, of your oil? What is that for? To specify the consumption of each one individually. Therefore, it's coming to say again, as we had started off the daf, ending the daf, where in Chelev that there was a machlekes regarding is it extra to say that each one is lechalik. But here, Rabbi Ila is saying in this context that here it's superfluous, it's unnecessary, and therefore each designation, each one separately mentioned, is telling you, lechalik, that even if you get one warning, it's not going to say that lav shebechlalas, because it's extra, and to say that one gets a separate violation instead of lashes on each one individually.